Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 157, episode 4 of The Daily Zeitgeist, a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness and say, officially off the top, fuck the Koch brothers, fuck Fox News,
yeah,
all that
them.
Stuff.
Wow, yeah,
it's
remember
that? Thursday, October 29th, 2020. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Corona, sent from hell to screw up our day. To the sounds of Fox News, played by white grandmas named Anna. That is courtesy of, let's see, J-Music Chicago. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
When you drink Mountain Dew and your podcasts too, that's a Miles Gray. When a Mazda's your car and you drive it quite far, that's a Miles Gray. I don't, then that's all they wrote. But thank you to Jim Halbert, not Jim Halpert, but G-Y-M Halbert on the Discord for that fantastic, that's Amore, a.k.a.
That's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
I mean, you see with that screen name that they're going to have great Weird Al.
Jim Halpert? No.
No.
Jim Halbert.
Jim, like lifting.
Gymnasium.
Halbert.
Oh, you fool.
Oh, boy.
Gotta listen.
Miles, you're wearing your Dodgers blue. Is that on purpose?
Blued up from the shoes up. Yep. You know what I mean? I realize what my TV delay is based on the timing of the gunshots and the third out in the ninth inning. And I was like, because the second the first pitch was thrown, the gunshots went off. I was like, damn, I'm a solid minute and a half behind. I'm like, I just turned it off. I was like, yep, there we go. That's what I thought. Great. I was expecting some.
I opened all my windows. It was fun.
Yeah, I was expecting some last minute antics because, you know, that's the world we're in. I was like, you know, honestly, things could turn around very quickly with just a couple untimely
hits. In terms
hits.
Of them losing? I mean, yeah, there were some last minute antics when we found out that the best player on the Dodgers had tested positive for COVID in the eighth inning.
Yeah, when Rios came on, I was like, what's going on?
What the fuck?
Like,
Anyway, right. Yes, it's good times in this part of the city. And yeah.
I was shocked how many fireworks people had left over from the
it's
Lakers
LA,
win. Yeah,
it's LA, baby. It's LA, great.
We grow them on trees out here.
Oh yeah.
All right, Miles. It's election time. We're trimming it down. We're getting right into it. We're telling people what we're talking about today. We are talking about where the Trump creep reelection campaign is spending their money. We're going to talk about this 538 toy that they just put out that is a dangerous time swallower.
What is it? Just an interactive electoral college
interactive map? Electoral college map where it. You can like give one of the swing states to one of the candidates and then just like, and then they're like, and now Trump's chances are 70%.
Does it redistribute?
Or yeah, is it redistributes the chances if that one goes to that party. It's
terrible. The most fucked up one is the 270towin.com one where you just like click on it to be like, and this is red and then this one will be blue, and then you start looking at the map and you're like, okay, so if those are settled, it's like it gives your imagination, I think, even more room to run, and it's dangerous.
Yeah. I figured out that Trump could win Pennsylvania, Ohio, Georgia, Texas, Florida, and still lose to Biden if Biden wins North Carolina. So that's what I did with my morning. We're going to talk about a couple of historians who think we're headed for a civil war no matter who wins. We're going to listen to some GOP fuckers flounder. We're going to do all of that, plenty more. We'll even talk about the Trump-Biden fridge quiz. All of that, plenty more. But first, Miles, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious and talented Chelsea Devantes.
What's up?
What?
Welcome.
You guys, it was incredible to watch you do your intro live. I felt like I was at a little concert.
Thank you so much.
And you did hold up a lighter. I appreciated that. Yeah.
Started dancing, bought some merch.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for buying the merch, by the way.
And
also, for people listening, there is a sale on TeePublic right now, I think until Saturday. So go hook us up and help keep the lights on. Get some TDZ merch, too.
Miles is rocking his pro-social distancing club shirt.
Yeah, this is going to age very poorly.
Pro-social distancing?
Yeah, but like when I explain to my kids, like in the ashes of like the nuclear winter, where they're like, why do we wear these garments that say Zeitgang on them? I'm like, they're the only free clothes we had when we lost everything.
That's right. Chelsea, what have you been up to? How have you been spending your pandemic for the past month or so?
Oh, that's fun. We're just checking in on the last month of the pandemic.
Yeah.
Which is good. It's good. I've gone through some intense pandemic phases.
Yeah.
This last phase is experimenting with Xanax as a sleeping pill phase.
Okay.
Quarantine for me.
How's it working?
It's, you know, too well. That shit's addictive.
Yeah.
And they're like, you shouldn't do this. But I started pandemic with ZQL and moved into a CBD phase. And then I said, it's not enough. Turn it up.
Yeah.
So
I can still remember my dreams. Fuck that. Yeah. Give me some Xans.
Give me some Xanax.
I want to close my eyes and open them, and it's daytime. And exactly. I don't
and
remember
then be confused
anything.
And have this weird feeling in the back of my mouth, and I'm like, oh, what is that? It's so weird. That does this thing to my throat.
Every cough, every sneeze is COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
And what? How much time do you need to feel like you had a good night's sleep? Like, what's your? When are you feeling like you won? Hour wise.
Oh, when I won. I mean, I love sleep. I would say 9 hours is great, and that's something that hasn't happened in maybe 7 years.
Wow.
That's not. I think right now I'm at like, if I only wake up for 2 hours in the middle of the night, that's a good. That's
yeah,
a good
you're balling. Sleep. Yeah,
yeah, I'm balling. But I'm on Twitter at 3 a.m. Come find me. You know, I'm scrolling your daytime tweets.
What do you do during
nightmares.
Your witching hour? You scroll doom scrolling.
Doom scroll. Love a good doom scroll. Just turn up the brightness on my phone so it just really sears the nightmares into my
turn
brain.
Turn up the blue light on the phone too.
Yeah.
It's really fuck with
noon
my brain.
Time brain.
Yeah.
Are you a waking up in the middle of the night eater? Do you ever snack?
Oh, you know, I should start. I should start snacking. That actually might work well. No, I'm not a snacker. I'm like a paralyzed. I like to just to be paralyzed with fear, and I don't want anything to interrupt that time with myself.
Right. Yeah. It's pure anxiety. A diet of 100% anxiety.
And I read. I read at night, which sounds respectable, but I read celebrity memoirs, so it's just sort of like it's like a neutral, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But that's Who's work memoir? For you, right?
Well, now it's work. Yeah, because I started the Celebrity Book Club podcast. But I always read those books. I've been reading them since I was a teenager. It's been my favorite literary genre. Don't roll your eyes. I'm looking at your eyes.
Would never.
I have a medical condition that keeps me from rolling my eyes. So.
Oh,
couldn't happen.
That's incredible. No, I so I've loved these books my whole life. I genuinely like reading them. But now it is. I guess it's for work.
Right. If it doesn't interfere too much with your underrated, overrated, do you have a celebrity memoir that is like the gold standard? That's the Citizen Kane of...
The Citizen Kane of celebrity memoirs?
In that it's a movie? No, in that
it's a really long movie, but we still love and respect it. You know, I would say I have a few. So Gabrielle Union's, incredible.
Okay.
Jessica Simpson, I think it's out there that it's incredible. It's really great. Demi Moore, probably... one of my favorites, if not my favorite.
Oh yeah, Anna was reading that and telling
us
all about
that. Producer Anna Hosnier. That was a an event for our workplace when she was reading that. We heard new harrowing stories every day.
The most secondhand book club experience I've ever had was when Anna was reading that book, where she'd be like, "Oh my god, so y'all, her fucking drinking problem." I'm like, "What? Who are we talking about right now?"
Yeah.
It's like, "I'm sorry, Demi Moore, the book."
I caught some real secondhand hate for Ashton Kutcher off of Anna's reading experience of that book.
Oh yeah, based on his really futuristic ideas of how alcoholism worked.
Yeah. Speaking of celebrity memoirs, that super producer Anna Hosnier has gotten us up on, she is reading or just finished reading the Mariah Carey one. Are you in on that one?
Oh, you guys, please. Please don't. How dare you insult me like this?
There was one to ever cop immediately. It's the Mariah Carey one, isn't it?
Not only did I cop it immediately, I forgot I pre-ordered it twice. Then on the morning of, was put
that's
on a mask.
Xanax.
The Xanax for sure. Put on a mask, risked the pandemic, went to Barnes & Noble, was like, "Do you have the Mariah Carey memoir? Are there any copies left?" And they're
read
like,
it on the floor
no
like a seventh grader reading the latest Harry Potter book. Just read it right there on the floor of Barnes & Noble.
Right there on the floor of Barnes & Noble. Yeah. And then the audiobook, not to be slept on. It's one of the best
with her narrating,
to go on with the book. Yeah, narrating, singing, doing impressions of her mother.
I've only read maybe one celebrity biography book. It was Miles Davis's because that one is wild in my namesake. So I figured I'll owe it to Miles Davis to read about that, which is very entertaining. But I think the next one I'll probably dabble in is like one of the managers of Arsenal has one where he's narrating it and I miss his voice. So like, I'm gonna be like, "Tell me about your life, Arsene, please."
Mm. I love that. Here's the thing though. I like autobiographies. I don't like biographies. I don't want to hear it from someone else's point of view. I want you to tell me what was going on in your head.
Yeah. From your unbiased perspective of how your life went.
All I care about are biased perspectives.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Chelsea, let's talk about what something is from your search history that's revealing about who you are.
Well, this will be right on point because this morning I was Googling Joe Simpson outfits. That's Jessica Simpson's dad. And, you know, the podcast dropped today. So I was like, I gotta put some visuals up. And Joe Simpson has been rocking. I guess I would call them floor length vests.
Vests?
He loves like a full floor length men's vest. And
I can't even picture
it's weird.
That.
You got to pull it up.
Imagine a sleeveless robe.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes, there you go.
That's
sleeveless
really
robe.
What it is.
A lot of different fabrics and patterns.
His hypebeast fashion over the years has evolved in such a way that is like so confounding. Because I remember initially it was like, "What? Why is he wearing the most aggressive bootcut jeans?" Like that was like early in the MTV reality show days to now like, these like weird off-brand Rick Owens looking outfits that he has on.
His fashion is not getting enough attention. That we can agree on.
Yeah.
He started as a pastor, right? That's like,
oh yeah.
That was the whole thing.
He was a very, very religious pastor, then transitioned into being Jessica Simpson's manager dad. And then while she was giving birth, he let her know he was going to divorce her mom. As she's like in labor, he's like, you know, Jessica, I think I'm going to divorce your mom. And she's like, what? I'm like in the middle of something. And they've been married for so long. And of course, the undertones of that is that Joe Simpson, you know, is not into women. And so this was like a big thing. And he's also a pastor. And so it's a lot of heavy stuff. And she's pushing out a kid as he.
Does she acknowledge that he's like not into women?
It is. between the lines. So she talks about him owning his own truth and how that's really important for him. And he finally decided to do that. And like he brings this hot male model to her wedding at the last second without telling her. So there's things like that. But I think she's leaving his journey for him to discuss in the Joe Simpson book that I hope includes photographs of his clothes.
Yeah. Style evolution.
What is something you think is underrated?
Underrated. I think the back.
Sorry, I just finally saw the vest. Yeah.
I was like, whoa. I'm like, am I in another weird delay where you've already heard her underrated?
Sorry, Anna just sent them. Wow.
Yeah, they're a sight to behold. Underrated. I think The Bachelor and Bachelorette as a cultural clock on America. I think we could predict elections off of this franchise. I think watching The Bachelor should replace Nate Silver. I think it is a more accurate look at what's going on in our country, and it doesn't get enough attention for the work it's doing.
So tell us what you've learned.
Did The Bachelor Bachelorette predict the 2016 election?
To me, yes. Because I was watching it and I was like,
Walk me through that.
Okay, so The Bachelor is one of the number one shows in America. And sort of the way when Trump was elected, they were like, 53% of white women did what? Like, they did what? And if you'd been watching The Bachelor, you'd be like, yes, of course they voted for Trump. You've not been paying attention to them. And so, you know, in that year, it was Caitlin Bristow was The Bachelorette right before the election. And this was a season where it was, you know, when the woman is picking the men, she's in the position of power. And that season, they brought in another woman and made the men vote on which woman they wanted to pick them. So immediately it was like, we still shit on women. And then her season was all about, she like has sex with one of the dudes early on. And
they were like tripping, right? And she's like, yo, I'm gonna fuck who I want to.
She's like, I'm going to fuck who I want to. And then America was like, you're a slut.
Right,
we
right,
kill
right.
You.
Like, I saw the GOAT season recap of this one.
Yes. And so people lost their minds. And then the franchise had to speak out and sort of do a, like, here's what slut shaming is. We don't want to do this to women. And they were, you know, the whole Bachelor franchise was like, we don't. Are we gonna allow this? And like, that's the year that, like, it's like, of course Hillary wasn't gonna be president. Caitlyn can't fuck a dude on The Bachelor without getting death threats.
Right.
So, and also, you know, the people on The Bachelor are a specific type of person who, like, they always post a photo for Veterans Day. You know what I'm talking about? Like, you can celebrate Veterans Day in a lot of ways, but Bachelor candidates are like swimsuit, me at a restaurant, happy Veterans Day. Here's a picture of a firework. So they really tell you like what women are up to. And that year was like, yeah, we hate women. We women hate other women.
Right. So without spoiling it, we got a blue wave coming.
Well, but we have to look at our last blue wave, which was Rachel Lindsay, by and far the best human to ever be on The Bachelorette.
Wow.
She's a black woman. She's incredible. She's perfect in every way. Kind of the way we make women who are not white be beyond perfect to get a chance at love, I guess. No one watched her season. It's the lowest rated season of The Bachelorette of all time. And it's one of the best seasons of all time because she's incredible. That was in 2017. And now we're coming out with Tayshia. And then the next dude is a black dude. I think if we're watching The Bachelorette, I think we're going to have a strong blue wave coming our way.
God,
that is
please
my prediction.
Be right. Please, Bachelorette, save us.
This could be its own podcast, just an entire podcast that looks at the political implications of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. That fucking rules.
Listen, I don't have enough Xanax for him to not win. The whole show.
Yeah, that's
is
what
Dale.
I thought. Okay, that's what I was saying. Like, everybody knows. And the thing everybody that I learned over the weekend that Anna Dale. Showed me, he's a Party City model because the dude is so light skinned, he would be a Party City model.
Wait, so, like legit? He's like,
yeah,
in
somebody found Dale
on Party City.
Yes, like you're like, look, he's a Roman soldier, and they're like, oh shit, he's a witch man.
That is such a specific like level of model.
Yeah, yeah. Party especially when like you got to ham it up in a costume. When you're like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? This is also going to be the first time, you know, they call it whoever gets the person the winner, as if it's not your love life. But I think this is going to be the first time that a black dude wins ever.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
All right.
And he's winning with Claire.
And now we have America's black man, Joe Biden, running for president. So, you know, good times.
One of my favorite underrateds of all time. I'll just say that right there. What's something you think is overrated?
Being nice. I think being nice is overrated. I think there are better qualities to be, like thoughtful, kind, helpful, innovative, respected, sexy, generous, loving. Like those are cool qualities. I think if you're known as nice, like if the first thing someone says about you is like, they're so nice, you're a hidden demon. Like it's going to be exposed that you're actually a demon. And my number one example of this is Sean Hannity.
From The Bachelor. Oh, okay.
Sean Hannity, I wish. Sean Hannity is known as like the nicest guy in news. Anyone who goes on a show, even Democrats, are like, he's just so nice and he's nice to the PAs. And it's like, yeah, because he's a demon. And being nice is easy. And then he goes on and he's horrific and racist, but he's the nicest guy.
Oh, I had no idea that he was supposed to be nice.
He has a rep.
I do know that he also like spends his free time just practicing MMA, right? Like
jiu-jitsu, like in an apartment.
Yeah.
That like one clip where it looks like he's literally like rolling around in a fucking studio apartment. I'm like, what are you?
What is
aren't
happening?
You in a fucking proper gym? What the fuck is this?
What is with
your
dude?
He is all weird.
Who can't fight being obsessed with MMA? Like MMA makes weak men think they can fight, where they're like, I just roll a lot. Yeah. And that's enough.
Well, that's the thing. I think that's like the thing about training MMA is like you get to the sort of point of pain where you can always tap. And unless you're maybe fucking wrestling with an asshole who's going to really like, you know, try and make you submit, like fuck you up. You're kind of in control while still feeling like, yeah, this is what it would be like if I squared off with Antifa in the streets. It would be my teacher and I would have headgear and he is pulling his punches. And then he'll say good job after when he fake is knocked out. Yes. Fuck yeah.
Wow. Okay, that explains it. But also, Miles, why do you know so much about MMA? What are you
revealing? I used to do a little
Miles' ground
arts
game is strong.
Back in the day. Yeah,
you Miles' know, ground game. He's a grappler.
They didn't want to roll with me. You know what I mean? I'm fucking limber. They don't know. I can bite. I still bite my own toenails. You know that's how flexible I am.
Damn, that's impressive.
I'm like
over his
head.
Shoulder. His leg, sometimes when we're recording, his leg will just come up over his shoulder.
Oh my God. Look at that. This is more shocking than Joe Simpson's vest.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait,
I'm
like, holy shit. You really? I was just joking, man. What the
shit
fuck?
Back here, bro. They don't know about me. You don't want to roll with me?
Shit.
I'll have you in a standing triangle
get
out of nowhere.
Get a picture of that. We need to share that on social. That was unfucking believable.
Yeah. That needs to be your Tinder photo.
I've dabbled.
This needs to be your merch. Like, how is this not
hell
everywhere?
Yeah. Exactly. Wow. Just my new pose. Hitting a blunt with my foot. Like,
oh my God. That's unbelievable. That would be the first thing that I told people about me. Was how flexible if I was that flexible. I can't believe I'm just finding this
foot.
Out. Yeah, yeah, exactly. All right. Well, I need a break to take all that in. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. We're talking Krav Maga. Is that how it's pronounced?
Karate.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga. Yeah, the Israeli self-defense system. Like when you take a class there, I just remember it's all these old, former IDF dudes, goons, who are like just work as bouncers in LA now. And like they're in their off time, they're like being like, this is what I'm going to teach you, okay? Every fucking thing, every context of like a self-defense setup, the dude was describing assault. Like, he'd be like, you know, okay, so this next one, he's like, hey, come here, bro. So let's say you're with your girlfriend out and this guy's talking shit. He wants to kiss your girlfriend or something. So you're going to walk up to him and you're going to do this. Bow! And you're going to hit him like, and you're like, whoa, what is this?
Yo,
like, you
break the assault, ankle like homie. This.
Yeah, and I'm like, bro, and none of these is a thing happening where someone is confronting me. It's, you're saying I'm someone, every time, that every situation would be like, maybe this guy's talking shit to you. Like, would be the start of how you would break out of a choke. Yeah, and you're like, what is any of this?
Dang. That's the Krav Maga class I took that I was telling you guys about.
Was it were they really raising the stakes in your class?
Oh yeah, well, because it was for women and it was sort of like Krav Maga will save you from your sexual assault that is fated in your life. This is you're gonna get out of it. And so they'd be like, here I am, I'm coming in for the rape. What are you gonna do?
Oh my God.
And you're like, now for real? Helpful. Or like, yeah. But what I realized in that class was that I've got about 17 minutes in me before I'm done. Like they'd be like, run around the room, throw some punches, and at 17 minutes I was like, I can't, I'm tired. Like I won't, I've got 17 right. minutes until
17 until, like, minutes
we still have to
long.
Work on the pluck. This is what happens if someone chokes you from the front. Here are your 9 blocks against knife attacks or
yes,
whatever
exactly.
they all were. I remember I had to do all those things. That was all when I was a very angry teenager, and I just wanted to learn
and
how to...
Some men never become not angry teenagers.
No, yeah.
They become self-defense teachers.
Exactly. Anyway, shout out to therapy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the other path.
I no longer need physical violence to express myself.
I just heard, I think it was on My Favorite Murder, that one of the like pressure points you can use when defending yourself is like reaching into your assailant's mouth and pushing like under their tongue.
Oh yeah.
Which that seems like you would lose a
There's one under your nose too.
Really?
Right here, yeah. Oh, and then behind your jaw, you do these finger screw type things behind your jawbone. You could get somebody in a finger hold like this, and you press up on their index finger, you could fucking do some Steven Seagal shit to somebody like that.
Wow.
Welcome to Miles Agro Corner from 2002.
Can I take your self-defense class for ladies, Miles?
Now it's just so chill, though. It's like ineffective because I'm like, I've turned a corner. I'm like, you know, honestly, like it's just about like surrounding yourself with awesome people. Right. That's the best defense.
But will you be able to forgive yourself?
No.
All right, let's talk about where we're at heading in to the final. What are we at? 6 days? 6 days.
Yep. Or technically five. Whatever. Who knows?
5 days. Till I know. The election.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah.
What we're going to be calling this.
Until there's widespread civil unrest. One way or another, that's happening.
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys. I got to call my therapist and get more Xanax. I'll yeah, be right back. Right.
They're like, do you make one that's like just 3 Z bars in one pill?
Yeah, do you like a super
just
super
press
Xanax?
Them together?
Can I just miss the next year?
Can I get a king size Xanax bar? Candy bar.
That's what I'm handing out this Halloween.
That's what I had, a king size Z bars. So the whole thing, oh boy, what is going on? There's so much money flying around or not flying, depending on what side of the aisle you're on. Trump is spending like he might lose Florida or doesn't give a fuck if he loses Florida or is prepared just in case that maybe it's not the best place to be spending all his money or he's broke. All of these things can be and sound like they might be true. So where he's only spent, you know, like, I don't even know, maybe $1 million, maybe even less than that. He's hoping for the RNC and outside groups to basically come in and flood the zone and pick up the slack because, as we were talking yesterday, Bloomberg's dropping money in there. The DNC is dropping money in there. Outside groups are dropping money in there to like the point where they're nearly spending double what Republicans are in a state where like Trump really needs Florida. Like that's a huge chunk of votes for him. So if we take Florida out of the picture, like let's say that, you know, Trump is saying like, fuck it, we might not win Florida, but then we got to win all the other swing states. If that is the case, he would still have to flip like some blue-leaning states too by that math. Like that's how important Florida is for this whole puzzle. And now, but this all assumes shit like, you know, votes are being counted. So we can talk about this shit all day, but we won't really know the reality till Tuesday. But the one thing we can say definitively is that Republicans are getting completely blown out on ad spend across the country. Like it's night and day. The amount of money that the Democrats are putting into it is fine, whatever.
But the amount of free advertising he gets from just being constantly on people's TV.
It's a little bit different. You know, before there was a fascination with Trump when it was like, get a load of this guy, you know?
Right.
And now it's just like COVID and Trump and COVID and this is what he's saying and COVID and Trump. And that's why he's even starting to be like, what is everything COVID? It's all fuck.
Right.
I'm ready to change the channel.
You don't think that's good for him, the COVID and Trump?
I don't know, maybe.
All the footage of him leaving his followers freezing in the cold. You don't think that's
that
good?
Was so fucked up. But the most perfect metaphor and not even just literal example of how he would treat his own supporters. For people who don't know, in Omaha, he had a rally on a Tuesday night, left people in the literally like 32 degrees and below temperature for hours because they didn't properly plan how to get people away from the airfield to the parking lots where their cars were or the traffic that it would cause. And like a bunch of elderly people like went down with hypothermia. A couple people had to go to the hospital and shit because he literally, he like wrapped him, was like, all right, Omaha, peace out. Gets on Air Force One and fucks right off the runway. And all these people are like, yo, how are we getting our fucking cars?
God. The only sad thing about them getting hypothermia is that it's not COVID. Like, all you just want it to be like 5,000 people got COVID when the helicopter touched down.
The fact
that he survived. Are you guys still on, you know, the Herman Cain watch where it took him 30 days? It's like he gets COVID and 30 days later. So I'm still waiting for day 30.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that. I mean,
fully give up hope.
I was fully, like I said, I tweeted it out. I said, he's coming out of here stronger, like a fucked up racist Pokemon. Like, he's not, it's just going to make, if anything, like, there may be effects that are negative, like, objectively, but only are, like, make him more fucked up, like, more leaning into his
brain's already side. Scrambled. If COVID scrambles his brain, it'll just put it back together. Like, it'll take the pieces that were messed up and move them again so he can, like.
He's like, I'm actually smart now. It's unbelievable what's happened. The other thing is Biden, meanwhile, is quite literally hiding. I mean, not really, but I mean, he's in Delaware. He's taking a break from, you know, hitting a lot of these
social distancing. States. He's doing the thing you're supposed to be doing.
Well, but here's the thing, you know, like going into the last week, you're typically being like, yo, I'm hitting as many battleground areas as possible just to get, you know, keep the energy up. And you know, I think some people are a little worried because it feels like he's taking the foot off the gas, but also he's pivoting to his message that's focusing on the pandemic too, where it's sort of like, no, this is what's going on. This is what needs to happen. Like, this is what I want to be able to do as president. And the other thing is a lot of those states that people would want him to go to are going through fucked up COVID spikes. So in a way, like it kind of does work as a messaging thing because those are states that are in the middle of you know, really bad infection rates. So,
I wish the Biden campaign would follow Trump rallies. And when Trump leaves them in the cold, a bunch of Biden vans pull up.
Yeah.
And they're like,
hey, you need a ride?
Hey, need a ride? Have you been stranded in a COVID infected area? Come on in. We have hot chocolate.
Somebody like did a comparison. It was a Trump supporter did a comparison where they were like, look at like, cool President Trump landing his helicopter like on top of all these people and it's just like blowing COVID everywhere. And then they're like, meanwhile, Biden's running around with a mask on like a dork. And it's just like, we're just in such different universes. We occupy such different realities when that is like the cool version of things.
I feel like when he was elected, we left the old matrix of life and we entered a new matrix. Yeah. And now as we are coming up on the election, we've split and they're just two dual realities and you can live in whichever one you choose.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like that reality is kind of coming back to bite a lot of people in the ass, especially like with COVID. Like Idaho is going through a terrible spike right now. And a lot of it is like this thing where if you live in that Fox reality where you're like, I don't have to worry about this shit. It's a fucking hoax. And President Trump got my back. Cut to 35% infection rate in the state. And the governor's still like, I don't know if we need a mask mandate quite yet. You know, like it's happening whether or not people are realizing it. But I think that's where it's all about how, like, which version of reality you're subscribing to explain, like, why your situation could be dire.
Right. Just to use this terrible tool that 538 gave us, if Trump wins Florida, he has a 30% chance of winning the overall election. If Biden wins, it's like a 99% chance that Biden wins if he wins Florida. Like Florida is the election, basically. If Biden wins, that's the election.
Are you having deja vu to 2016 being on that same website? Okay, because I can't go have fun on that website because I still have in my body the day I watched 96% Hillary just slowly go down.
Yeah,
in
no, this
time.
Is in no way fun. This is me torturing myself.
Oh, this is your Krav Maga.
This is me like giving myself all the scenarios of seeing things like slip away and just like preparing myself, which is super healthy. And
when you could just be like, I'm
good use of time.
You're like, you could just be like, I'm ready in case the president, if Donald Trump is reelected, rather than like the of like getting down to the microscopic level.
But how? What's it going to feel like?
Broward, I thought you were nailed on. Oh, God.
I will say getting prepared is tough. In 2016, I worked in late night news. We were just watching Fox News all the time. And one day I went home and realized I had three crank radios. I had purchased three separate occasions. I had, because I was watching so much Fox News, that I ended up with a bunch of crank radios. And that's when I was like, oh, this is the power of it. So now as we prepare for the Civil War, I just want everyone to get enough crank radios.
That's the most important thing. That is,
so we can talk to each other and keep podcasting.
Yeah. I'm about to talk about these experts who've been predicting that 2020 was like when we would dissolve into civil war, basically, since 2010. But they've been saying that the civil war will be fought with crank radios. Just arm yourself with crank radios. No, this is just a story BuzzFeed
News.
No,
actually, Civil War is coming. So,
I mean, so there are these experts who, and you know, just watching the election coverage, you can find an expert who's going to predict anything, and these people are definitely on the in the minority who think that we're definitely headed for a civil war. One thing that makes it kind of eerie is that they've been saying, around 2020, America is going to be really poised for a civil war for 10 years. That's like long before Trump was even on the scene. And yeah, they've basically been saying that inequality is the thing that's going to drive America to some sort of like violent conflict. That one of the two experts is, in 1994, the U.S. military like contracted the CIA to help figure out a way to predict if a state was going to like dissolve into chaos, like after the Black Hawk Down events in Somalia, where like that where Somalia kind of dissolved into a civil war, and America felt like the American military wasn't prepared. So they contracted this guy. This guy was in charge of like creating the model that was basically predicting when a state was going to dissolve. And then he hadn't really thought about applying it to the U.S. And then this other expert kind of reached out to him, and they started putting models together to like see how the U.S. would fare in one of those. And it is bad. It's not good.
I mean, we have terrible inequality in so many different levels in this country that the seeds are there for sure. It's just like, it's interesting sometimes when you look at other places that fall into civil war down like religious, like back, like religious ideologies, or like sort of more traditional, like, you know, ethnic backgrounds and things like that, whereas like the U.S. is like, it's like depends on where you get your news, and like what culture, like it's more of a cultural thing that's like dividing people.
Yeah.
And so on one level, I'm like, yes, it's definitely enough that the fracturing is there, but it's like, are these beliefs like, that's what I'm like, what is it going to take for it to really get to that next point where someone is beginning to say like, oh, the reason for this, the reason my factory or the reason I have less work is because of Democrats, because they did X or whatever, when a lot of people are starting to kind of like also just kind of start figuring out like it's capitalism and slightly like the oligarchical class too, that there's like, what the, because both sides do talk about how these rich people are taking shit. So
they're starting to,
but I get it. I mean, it, like when you look at sort of the factors of like sort of the boxes that need to be ticked, like we've ticked many or part like halfway through the check mark of ticking a box fully.
But yeah, how are we going to have a civil war when one side has all the guns and the other side has no guns?
Right. That's what I've always been like. I feel like the liberal side of this conflict feels too secure when, yeah, what you're saying is absolutely true. Like,
wait, what
the
are we
police
gonna do,
are on
with
one side, the people with guns are on one side, and like the liberals have a mainstream media that was willing to like roll over for the Iraq war, like both times.
But you know what we have? We have Netflix shows with really strong female leads.
Right.
And they could really make a difference.
Spiritually, it's going to be.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's also the uptick in like gun registrations has been coming from the left.
Both sides. Yeah.
Yeah. But especially like the exponentially people on the left are also like, I don't know. Like, I guess I need to be able to clap somebody if it goes down. But like, it's definitely the tension is there. I don't know if it's going to be like door to door, neighbor versus neighbor, or more like these things where you see these like groups like Patriot Front, who like their chat logs just came, like BuzzFeed released some of their chat logs where they're talking about like, we have to prepare for violence no matter who wins. And like there are groups like that that are organized who aren't even aligned with the left or the right. They're purely there for like the establishment of reestablishing the United States as an ethno state. And are they going to just fight against local governments? Is it like what we're seeing with Gretchen Whitmer, where people are going to just go after very specifically political leaders? It's who knows? Right.
The sheriff, there was a local sheriff who was on board with the Gretchen Whitmer thing. And like that's the thing. I think that the degree to which the police are ready to enact violence, not just on people who are protesting, but just ready to do it because they feel like they're being attacked, is somewhat underrated. But the BuzzFeed article about these two experts does end on sort of a hopeful note, because they said that America was going through a very similar thing in the 20s into the 30s, as like a lot of Europe was sliding into fascism. The U.S. was flirting with fascism. A lot of like Hitler's ideas came from the U.S. But then the U.S. elected FDR, and, you know, he was able to enact like kind of socialist policies that I do think, like, what to your point, Miles, like if everybody just understands, oh, it's like the inequality is what's causing all of this, and inequality can be addressed, then I think we're back on the right path.
But this means believing Biden is our new FDR.
Or at least he can hold things off until the new FDR comes along.
Or really, it's about putting pressure on him
constantly
if he's elected, so he can cave to the progressive wing. Because the progressives are more mobilized to try and get out there. They're not, you know, like limousine liberal class people are not hitting the streets because their needs are fully met. But there are so many people who are realizing what the stakes are in this country and what the pathway there, which is refreshing. But yeah, it all depends on if, you know, it's just about these competing explanations for your disenfranchisement or your lack of opportunity. And I think some people who are progressive can see that there's the way this country is set up is meant to benefit a very small number of people while having the rest suffer. And I think a lot of people on the right are sort of disconnected from that reality. They just see suffering or lack of opportunity without wanting to explore it much further and just say, voice I trust, what's the explanation? And it seems like even now, like, those explanations they're like wearing thin a bit, you know, like they're not as captivating as shit used to be, when you could be like, it's the damn immigrants, like that's kind of like dwindling too, like that's not as like, oh right, because you can even tell, like, when Trump even says that, he's even like tired of being like, and you know, these people come here and they don't pay taxes, and so they're a drain. What else? Biden. He's a Chinese spy. Like,
Biden's
like,
son. Like,
right.
Yeah, because I think like racism can only explain shit to a certain point, like where, you know, because racism isn't like a logical thing. Like, it can't. It's hard to really explain
to
somebody.
It's a feeling
like,
in your heart.
Yeah, it's like, how do I make that jump though? It's like a Disney character. It's like where, okay, oh yes, my racist, I'll open my racist heart to the possibility that this nonsensical explanation is how I will better my life. But yeah, when people's needs are met, they're less likely to look around in anger at people around them. And I think that's the bottom line to your point about like the thing that can save people is have people's needs met. If you are not starving, you're less likely to be trying to figure out a solution to that that could end in violence, or if you need employment or other opportunities for upward mobility. So, yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll see.
We just got to wait for AOC. FDR yeah, Biden's to the AOC. New FDR.
Don't forget, what's his name? Robinette? Joe Robinette Biden.
Yeah. JRB.
Listen, JRB. Don't watch the Kerry Washington, Anita Hill movie, or your belief in Biden goes down.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I think most people who, yeah. I mean,
listen, you could also just read the real history, but you could also watch the Kerry Washington, Anita Hill movie about it, and it'll go down a little easier.
Yeah. Right. But to that point, FDR was also a racist, like, socialite. So, yeah. You know, people can still enact
internment camps happened policy under that, his policies.
Yeah.
But that's America, you know what I mean? And are we the fools for still believing in it? We're seeing it, and yet we're still like, yeah, man, this thing could work. I think so.
God, I hope we win. Yeah.
But like, there's yes, go.
There's
Joe.
Articles from, like, I just happened to come across this, like, Irish article from, like, the Irish Times or what one of their newspapers where they're, like, everybody's worried about this election. They're just like, yo, what is going to happen to these fuckers? Like, they, whoo. Because,
suddenly you found out the nicest house on the block was had a bunch of racist hoarders living inside.
Right.
And the garbage is spilling out into the neighborhood. And you're like, what the fuck? I thought that house had all their shit. They were the ones going around calling people out on their shit.
Right.
And look at all this bullshit spilling out the front door. They don't even know how to oh, my God. And then I think a lot of people were like, holy shit, we believe that bullshit too, to a certain extent.
I feel like it has to feel so good. It's like going, if you went into the Kardashian house and it was just full of rotting garbage, you'd be like, tight. I'm so happy about that. That's what everyone's experiencing now.
Yeah. It's that Michael Jackson eating popcorn gif over and over again. Just from around the world.
Or I'm sure at a certain level, it fucks with your whole like worldview. Like if you were buying into like the media propaganda that was being pumped out of the US for decades, that you're like, dude, America's like this dope ass place, man, where it's all good. And to a certain extent, I mean, depending on who you are in this country, you have been experiencing some semblance of a civil war with a constant assault on your existence. So that's why, like, when I look at this, I'm like, honestly, though, there are people out here who really are. I don't know how much worse it could get. I guess the difference being some stranger is shooting them in the street or something. But for all intents and purposes, they have no support from, you know, the municipalities, from the communities and things like that, from fucking law enforcement, whatever you want to call it. So it all depends on how you're looking at it. It's like when people say, they're like, who's to say that, like, if you say there's no hell, who's to say that this isn't hell right now?
Mm. Yeah.
That is my favorite Instagram quote.
Yeah.
Who's to say
you gotta
this
do that
hell?
Cursive, but with that lovely cursive font on like fake parchment paper.
Cottage core, who's to say this isn't hell?
Who's to say this isn't hell? Live, laugh, scream.
Just like
live, laugh, civil war. Yeah. Live, laugh, register for a gun, even if you're a Democrat. Yeah.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back, and let's check in with just other members of the GOP. I feel like Trump takes up a lot of the oxygen, but, you know, there's other people. There's Lindsey Graham, for instance.
Yeah. I think we just need, look, we can keep talking about civil war and how we're going to have to, you know, do Krav Maga with our crank radios and defend our streets. But just want to take a moment, you know, because even if it all, when it all falls down, we need to be able to laugh on the way there. Yeah. And I just want to bathe in how uncomfortable Lindsey Graham has been over the past month, watching his polls just fucking shrink and Jamie Harrison basically be in a statistical deadlock tie with him right now. And all he's been doing is begging for money. And it's been like the most pathetic thing for this ghoul who just rammed through the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation. You love to see that. Mm-hmm. But he was on Laura Ingraham on Tuesday night, and she straight up gave him the sweet fucking death of like the mercy mute while he was asking for money at the end of his segment. So this is him wrapping a segment with Laura Ingraham and then cutting his mic off as he asks for money.
For being with us tonight. We really appreciate
you
it.
Can. Lindsey Graham.
All right. Well,
help me if you can. Lindsey Graham.
Excuse me. Moving on to our next story.
Star wipe.
He has somebody, this guy, who is it? Brianna Kyler, somebody who's on CNN. She tweeted this supercut of Lindsey Graham begging for money on Fox News. And I'll play a little of it because it is sweet to hear how he's like, guys, I don't know. I mean, $5 or $10, anything. He has like the same line over and over. Let's just take a moment to breathe this in.
I'm getting outraised 3-1, outspent 4-1. If you want to help me fight back, go to lindseygraham.com. $5 or $10 from half your audience would fill in the gap that I'm facing.
I'm being killed financially. This money is because they hate my guts. Get on our websites, lindseygraham.com. $5 or $10 goes a long way.
I'm getting overwhelmed. Lindseygraham.com. Help me.
I'm being outraged 2-1. If you want to help me,
help me.
Lindseygraham.com. $5 or $10 goes a long way.
Lindseygraham.com. They're loading me up because I'm chairman of the Judiciary Committee. Go to Lindsey.
This thing goes on for another 30 seconds. Wow. $5 or $10 really goes a long way. $5 or $10 really goes a long way to completely turn my back on every value I had. I mean, who would have predicted this mess for me? So yeah,
that's some 700 club level begging.
Yeah, right.
that was some like for your soul. It's such a small amount too. Like, aren't y'all the rich people? Like, ask for more money.
Yeah, but hey, $5 or $10 goes a long way. If half your audience gave $5 to $10, I mean, honestly, that'll at least get me a sandwich on the way home tonight. Okay,
Man. At least Bernie Sanders asked for 27.
Yeah. He's specific with it. I mean, yeah, you always ask for money with your chest out. Don't be like, please. Just be like, hey, please. I need fucking 10 bucks, fool. Or this shit's fucked up. Later on, as he gets more desperate, he's like, this is what's going to happen. If I lose, then what's going to happen to Mr. President Trump? And you hate to see
also,
it.
Also, Lindsey Graham, you don't have a family. You don't have a family. Where's all your money going? Yeah. why don't you have money?
I think because, yeah, everyone's abandoned him, though. Like, the donor class is just really, like, the rich, rich Republican people who are used to just throwing money away on these people are like, guys, your fucking racist shit talking isn't working the same way it used to, and you're not changing the script. They're like, why am I'm not going to pay $10 million for more fucking race baiting bullshit, because at the end of the day, I got a business to run. So there's many, many things sort of working against him. The other thing is I want to talk about is Rudy Giuliani went on Kennedy. If you remember Lisa Kennedy Montgomery, most of us old people remember her as being pals with the likes of Bill Bellamy, Kurt Loder, and Tabitha Soren on MTV. Kennedy, cool the VJ. Yeah. She's been on Fox Business for a minute now and like on her libertarian wave. And actually, for the last few years, she's just been talking like a straight up Trumper. So, you know, nice try. But she had Rudy Giuliani on to, I guess, like someone talked her into letting him go on to make more Hunter Biden bullshit lies up. And she was even like sick of basically how vague and just unsubstantive.
I think if you're like really pulling for Trump and a thoughtful person, like, which I feel like are oxymorons, but like if you are, you probably are really annoyed by Rudy Giuliani because he's like taking up all of this attention, like with this Hunter Biden shit that doesn't seem to be work.
Yeah. And this whole interview, right? Kennedy, bless her racist heart or what libertarian, however she's branding it nowadays. She pulls so many faces during this interview when Rudy just has been like, oh, so the first thing they keep talking about this Hunter Biden laptop and she is so suspicious. She's like, so they've had this for a while and you just got the laptop now? Like, I don't understand. How does this work exactly? He's like, here's the thing, Kennedy. So he's trying to constantly throughout this interview inject new fucking damning allegations against the Biden, which Kennedy is just not interested in. This first one is like about how apparently Rudy's found new Chinese money on this laptop or whatever the fuck he's trying to say.
More money from the Chinese. Another $10 million that went into the company that Joe is a 10% partner of. So we're constantly finding new documents. The most extraordinary thing is the amount of money that in this period of time, at least now that we can count, that went to...
See, he like... So throughout this, he's talking like this, and it's supposed to be like earth-shattering, and Kennedy's like, what? Huh?
Right.
She's like, dude, I got to get to the Borat shit in a second, so you're going to have to wrap this up, because I still got to press you about Borat. Then he goes on to say... So at one point, he says that like that Joe and Hunter Biden are like a danger to children or something, trying to imply that they are somehow assaulting kids, and... Mm-hmm. But then Ben Kennedy's like, what? And she's like, yeah. And like the FBI and law enforcement, they're doing nothing about it. So she comes back around and be like, let me get this straight, Rudy. What you're saying right now. And listen to this asshole flounder.
$40 million in bribes.
Are you asserting right now that local and federal law enforcement are allowing young children to be abused to protect the Biden?
I didn't say abused.
Well,
I use their words. Joe Biden says
he's rifling through papers
that he is a danger.
So then at one point she accuses him of being like Christopher Steele because she's like basically saying like, you're kind of doing the same thing Christopher Steele did, really. She's like, what do you mean? It's like, you're like going back and forth between like Europe and the U.S. talking to like Russian operatives and like coming out with stuff that's hard to verify. And he's like, that's slander. He's like, you owe me an apology. And this is like, he starts like vaguely threatening a lawsuit on the air. And then this is the last piece where he fully just like goes off of it, where he's like so angry at Kennedy because she's not like believing any of the bullshit he's saying. And it's peak Rudy.
You're asserting that I'm a criminal.
Eastern Europe is a cesspool and American politics.
I didn't get them from Eastern Europe. You are now repeating lying propaganda from the Democratic National Committee and the crooked Biden family. I had nothing to do with Eastern Europe. I got this from the repairman who corroborates it.
All right, you regret.
This is Hunter Biden's. This is Hunter Biden's material. It is proven 100 times over, and I have a voice recording of him in which he talks about being in business with a Chinese spy master.
I mean, okay, it's just incredible. It plays out like that, where you're just like, oh right. God, they really aren't going to let this go.
It is such a weak strategy to go after Hunter Biden. Like, literally, Aubrey O'Day did better reporting on Trump's kids on Twitter than Giuliani did with the laptop from the repairman. Like, she's like, Ivanka's a lesbian. Barron's a piece of shit. I have the text messages from Donald Trump Jr. Eric fucked someone else while he was married on the table over The Apprentice. And you're like,
right.
Now that's some shit I want to go on Kennedy.
Yeah, it's really just it shows again the desperation and the like. It really shows who's in charge of this campaign. Like, any other person who did any polling would have been like, probably attack Biden on these things, especially in these markets. But they're like, no, you believe that Russia hoax? Remember what that did for Hillary and then the emails? That's what we got to get now, secret emails, because that was the key in 2016, and I have not grown past this strategy. So that you got these two senile old men who are so insistent on this, like, really stupid tactic. And
using the word crooked? He was trying to recycle crooked on Biden, but it was that thing you were talking about where they're tired of it. They're like, crooked Biden.
I don't know. I'm sorry. Then what's funny is she wraps up the interview and be like, okay, so let's get into the Borat thing. I'm sorry. Like, thanks that nonsense. Yeah, she's like, fam, like, what was going on? She basically just puts him to the sword saying, like, I have a 15-year-old daughter, and when I watched that scene, that shit did not look right to me. And he's like, no.
What did he say?
He essentially asserts that the second he felt something was untoward, he immediately called his head of security, and then they called the NYPD, or like they called the local police, and then the police showed up, and that's when they ran out, because he knew the whole time that it was some bullshit. So it was truly this, like, lies upon lies, and they're like, but the footage is very clear, like, you didn't call them, like, you actually put your hand in your pants, and then he goes on to be like,
you actually just laid down on the bed, like, with your pants.
Yeah, doing a little squeezy down there. Come on now.
The thing that he felt was untoward was his penis. Right. All the cops.
Yeah, it points in a weird direction. It's untoward.
That's true. The true IQ test is someone who looks like Giuliani. You're like, send in a hot 15-year-old. And do you truly believe this woman wants to have sex with you? Okay, you have an IQ of 5. Like, how do y'all not know?
Yeah.
This is a setup.
People are getting too focused on the idea of, like, whether he was tucking his shirt in or not tucking his shirt in, or could conceivably be seen as tucking his shirt in. He was laying down on a bed of someone he thought was a 15-year-old.
Giving out his address.
Did she present herself as 15 for the interview part?
I think so, yeah. Sacha Baron Cohen said, dear, she's 15, she's too old.
Oh, right, he says that.
Oh,
right.
No, that's what he says that when he comes in. So maybe he didn't know it was 15.
But either way, you're not laying on your back like that. The only context is in a doctor's office might be where you're laying down somewhere with your pants down to be like, I don't know, man, I might have this hernia. Can you check me out, doc? Versus like, where's the sound pack?
I've had to
under my balls.
I've had to wear those microphones many times, and they don't require you to lie down and be drunk to remove them.
Yeah, even with the cheap ass Sennheisers, that just goes on your belt loop. You know, the Electrosonics, maybe you put a leg band on if you got a real tight outfit on.
All women should have a little alarm system installed on your lower back, just right above your ass, and when a man touches it, the cops get called.
That is
men's, that's like, preferred move. I'm gonna touch this and then I'm gonna have sex with a 15-year-old.
America's mayor, Mr. Mayor.
Kennedy,
though, she did try and be like, but before you go, Rudy, after he threatens her by saying, like, you're defaming me, she's like, remember this photo? We took this in, like, 93. It's her, Bill Bellamy, and Rudy Giuliani, like, at a New Year's ball countdown or something. And he's like, I don't care. He's like, you had me on under false pretenses. And she's like, but I loved it. She's like, in the end, kind of still fucking with it. It's funny because Kennedy starts being like, you're bullshit, Rudy. So I'm just going to end this by trolling you.
Her show get a lot of play on Fox? Because last time I checked in, she had like a little cutesy like Bratz font behind her of like Kennedy with a star. And like no one was checking in because how else is she getting away with trashing Rudy?
I don't know. I mean, she's, you know, she's on Fox Business now, so she can she has a little more free reign. But but most of the time, I remember during the impeachment, like how she was so just mainlining Fox News talking points. And I'm like, there's no way you're not just a full blown Republican. Like you're not even having the like appearance of trying to be like, well, this is happening and this is happening. I'm curious to see. But it's Fox.
Right. I don't honor libertarians ever. Like if you're a libertarian, you're just a weird Republican. You're not actually libertarian. You just smoke weed.
You're a Republican
sometimes.
Who smokes weed. Yeah.
Yeah. You smoke weed and are still racist.
Chelsea, you seem like you're kind of an expert on Fox News. What was your job when you were like watching so much Fox News in 2016?
Well, so I started working for Jon Stewart when he did his HBO show, which was right after The Daily Show.
It
never aired, but I worked on his farm for a year, and we watched Fox News day in and day out, like just constantly. And then after that, I worked on The Opposition with Jordan Klepper, which was kind of the Alex Jones spoof show. So then I was also watching Alex Jones and those cool
people.
Holy
shit.
And that's when I started buying crank radios. You know those right. Those backpacks that are like 72 hours of survival? I have five of those. And it wasn't until I'd been in the job
weeks.
for a few years where I was like, why do I have so many survival backpacks?
Right. Why do I have all these Jim Baker food buckets, too?
Why am I taking these Alex Jones supplements to fight COVID?
Yeah. Nutraceuticals.
excuse me.
Nutraceuticals. So you can become a caveman.
Well, Chelsea, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Where can people find you and follow you?
Well, you can find me and follow me at Chelsea Devantes. On Instagram, I do the Celebrity Book Club recaps, which is a different form of Xanax. You know, it's where you're like, Civil War, what's Mariah Carey up to? It's just like a good balance. And then Celebrity Book Club podcast, the first episode's out today. Jessica Simpson, Demi Moore, Mariah Carey, all that shit's on the way. And I guess I'll be registering for a gun soon. So look for that in my stories. I'm going to be reading Mariah and at the range, getting ready for Civil War.
Yeah. Is there a tweet or some of the work of social media you've been enjoying?
Oh, some of the work of social media that I've been enjoying? Some social media art. You know, I saw a tweet from the Dodgers game last night with these just four women in the car being just having the fucking night of their lives. That brought me joy this morning. You know, I really want to give a shout out to some of the great social media artists out there. But, you know, I will say this is so stupid because he is my boyfriend. But Yasser Lester has been trolling Republicans in a pretty spectacular way. And also trolling fake allies and getting them to shave their eyebrows. And that's brought me a lot of intense joy.
Yep.
Yeah. We've definitely talked about his artistry on social media.
His artistry, taking down Jersey Mike's, you know, just fighting a good fight.
Yeah.
And I have a front row seat to his dealings.
Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Twitter, Instagram, at Miles of Gray. Also other podcasts, 420 Day Fiancé with Chelsea's friend, Sophia Alexandra.
The best podcast, best show.
Hey, stop by where we just get, you know, unfortunately they took down our tags of Arnold Schwarzenegger being in the episodes, despite my great impersonation. So Apple Podcasts, I have something, your smart tagging needs some re-upping and some reworking. Some tweets that I like. One is just from Lacey Mosley, because she was on ABC News' show, The Con, two nights ago, and she posted a screen cap of her on the show where she looks like it's like a fucking very serious documentary, and she's in the middle of a sentence where it just says, Lacey Mosley, host Scam Goddess Podcast, and it just feels like a scam already. And I just love her and her work, so it's just a funny image. But the two tweets I like are coming from Reductress. The first one is how to stay humble, even though you own the 12-foot Home Depot skeleton. I don't know if y'all seen that shit around.
Yeah.
People with these 12-foot fucking skeletons, it's so stupid. But whatever. People love this spooky shit. And the second one is also from at Reductress. It's a woman looking at her laptop, just confused. It says, woman hasn't seen desktop background in 2 years. For people, for a cluttered desktop gang, you know how that is.
tweet I've been enjoying is from Janelle James, I think in response to Jared Kushner talking about effort and how black people in America have to want success as much as the president wants them to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Janelle James said, somebody asked Jared Kushner what he's been good or successful at besides nepotism and standing in the corner of my room during sleep paralysis. You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what are we riding out on today?
We are going to go out on a track by Jimmy James, J-I-M-I-J-A-M-E, $. And this track is called Bullshit or Worry, and it's just a great, I'm not familiar with this group's work, or if it's a solo artist or whatever, but it's got, like, great dystopian, like, soul pop vibes, which I like. I'm just like, everything sounds like music that will be made 10 years from now, just like with the backdrop of our weird and wacky democracy / not democracy. So yeah, check this one out, Bullshit or Worry, because fuck both of them. Fuck the bullshit and fuck the worrying. So yeah, Jimmy James, take us away.
You can tell I agreed with that because I gave you the Michael Barbaro when you said it.
Make him say
the highest compliment. The highest compliment somebody can get on a podcast. All right. Well, the Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for today. We'll be back this afternoon to tell you what's trending, and we'll talk to y'all then. Bye.
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 Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.